भावा कामलोभादयश्चेत् चेत एतै धनाविद्धम् स्थितं सत्ते प्रसीदति. सो द प्रिंसिपल इज दैट वी हैव टू प्लेस आवर माइंड of consciousness in these satogun, that is the qualities. Because the material world means satogun, rajogun, and tamogun. Satogun is the qualification of pure Brahma. Sama, dama, tudikha, arjava, ज्ञानम विज्ञानम आस्तिकम ब्रह्म कर्म स्वभाव सतोगुण. दीज आर दी सिम्टम ऑफ सतोगुण. विदाउट कमिंग टू दी प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ सतोगुण और ब्राह्मणिकल क्वालिफिकेशन वन कैनॉट मेक एनी एडवांस इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. Therefore, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we first of all bring anyone to the platform of Brahman. Therefore, at the time of second initiation, we offer the sacred thread to recognize him that he now Brahma. Without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can become a Vaishnava. Or, when one is Vaishnava, it is to be understood that he is also Brahma. The common word in India, it is said, Brahmana Vaishnava. Brahmanas who become Vaishnava, or one who is Vaishnava, is already a Brahmana. Brahmajanati is Brahmana. So, a Vaishnava not only knows Brahmana and Brahma, but he knows Paramatma and he knows Bhagavan. So, Brahmajanati is Brahma. Simply by knowing Brahma, one can become a Brahma. But a Vaishnava, not only he knows what is Brahma, but he knows further what is Paramatma and what is Bhagavan. Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti Sati. The absolute truth is present in three features. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The Brahma realization is the first. Aham Brahmasmi, that is the self-realization. I am not this world. Aham Brahmasmi, that is called Brahma Bhuta state. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Here is also, that is the statement in Bhagavad Gita. Here is also it is stated that Sthitam Sakte Prasid. Everyone is hankering after how to be peaceful in mind. Everyone says, Swamiji, kindly say, how I can get peace of mind? The peace of mind, how it can be attained? He stated it. Sthitam Sakte Prasidati. If you Diksha in Satogon, not in the Rajagon Tamagon. Tamagon is the life of the Kurmi. Tamagon and Rajagon. Rajagon is actually Kurmi. And Satogon is the life of Jnani. And after coming to the Satogun, being peaceful in mind, that is cause. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. You have to come to the platform of Satogun, then you will be Prasannatma. Prasanna means happy mood of God. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, what is the happy mood of life? Na kushati, na kantati. He does not love it. He does not hanker. We are in the material world. We are hankering. We want this. Janam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, Yasu Dehi, Dhubhuti, Bhajjan Dehi, Dehi Dehi. That is hankering. This is not the stage of Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta stage is na suchati, na kanta. It is not hankering. Neither he laments. Then, sama sarvesu bhuteshu, Mad Bhakti Vidavati Param, then Bhakti Divine. When actually you are in peace of mind, a disturbed mind cannot execute devotional service. Therefore, in the beginning, if somebody all of a sudden becomes a Vaishnava and in a solitary place and chants, there is cheating. How can you chant? You cannot. Because your mind is not fixed. Your mind is not suitable, not unsuitable. Unless you are purified, your mind is always disturbed. That is the material condition. The mind must be disturbed. Sada samudrino dhiyam. Prahlad Maharaj says, that is the material symptom. What is the material symptom? All is full of anger. Sada-samadhi-vina-dhiyam. Why? Asat-grahat. Because he has accepted the temporary position, asat. Asat means he will not exist. Here everything will not exist. This body, it will not exist. But I have taken this body as everything. I am Indian, I am American, I am the father of the family, I am the manager of the so big business, and so on, so on, so on, so on. Asatra. But everything concentrated on this body. So he must be full of anxiety. Asatra. He accepted this body as fact. But it is not fact. Similarly, the whole world. Asatra. Samadhigna dhiyam. This was a question several times. This is a very nice question. Hiranyakashipu asked his son, Prahlad Maharaj, my dear father, what you have learned is best thing. You are a student. He said, Tatsaru manme asuravat. He addressed his father. He addressed him as asuravat, the best of the asuras. He did not address him as father. But he said, my dear, the best of the asuras. Tanmanne sadhu sura asura vartya. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asat graha. Hityatma ghatam griyanda kupam. Vananda tuja dhrima asaya. That is the best thing. One is rotting in this family life, which is just like a blind well. Andhapu. Atma-bhātam. It's like a man falls in the blind well. He has no other alternative than to die crying, crying. That's all. So, he advises, Pitva, just give it up. Pitya atma-bhātam andhapupam griya-andhapu. Then where shall I go? Banam-gato, what is the noun? Or in the forest. Then how shall I be? Now, Hari-mahāsraya. Just take shelter of Krishna, Hari. He will be protected. This is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. So, here Bhagavat says, Tada. Tada means at that time. At that time, when? It is in the previous verse. It has been explained that supply to our nature Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Bhagavati Samaskroke Bhakti Bhavati Naishti. At that time, when you are fixed up in devotional service, at that tada, not otherwise. If you have no connection with devotional service, if you are attached to karma, jnana, yoga, you cannot be fixed up. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitanya says, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, karmi, sapali, asanta. Here you require, Prahlad, sitam satte prasidati. Prasidati means peace of mind. Fully satisfied. But, bhukti mukti siddhikam. At Chaitanya, they cannot have peace of mind. It is not possible. Bhukti means purvini. That trying to enjoy this material, more money, more honor, more eating, more act. That is called bhukti. They are not satisfied by enjoying. On this planet, they perform various kinds of jagras. so that they may be promoted to the highest priority system, Sadguruma or Janaloka Mahaloka, like that. But Krishna says, Abrahman Guranaruka. You rascal, you are trying to be promoted to the highest priority system for more and more material in life. Second, there is thousands and thousands times more material comforts in the heavenly planets, in the Chandraloka. In the Chandraloka, they are trying to go into Chandraloka. But according to Shastra, if one goes to Chandraloka, he gets 10,000 of years his duration of life. And in India. So, certainly, there are many times more comfortable life, standard of life, very, very high in the heavenly other planetary system. But Krishna says that in any one of the planets you can go, but the material disease will not give you. The material disease, Janma Mutsu Jarabhyas, we cannot understand. This is our real disease. Repetition of birth, Janma, and repetition of death. Janma Mutsu Jarabhyas. A repetition of becoming old and bad, a repetition of being affected by various types of disease. So therefore, intelligent man should see that even if I go to the Brahmaloka, when Brahma was asked by Hiranyakashipu, give me immortality, sir. He said, I am myself not immortal, how can I be immortal? Prabhupada Bhuvanalokan Pradavasinandam. Krishna advised Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, if you go to the Brahma Loka, many millions of years, duration of life, it still, he has to die. So, that is the standard of highest perfection. If you do not die, if you do not take birth, if you know what are the miserable condition of birth to remain within the womb of the mother, not only to remain, nowadays, modern advanced civilization, they are being killed by the mother, not only abortion, but they are being killed. Now the Western world is very familiar with these things. You just imagine. First of all, you have to remain within the mother womb. Head down. Packed up condition. You cannot move. 10 months. And that is also not secure. Even in, within the now, this is it. Within the mother's womb, you are not secure. At any moment, the doctor may advise the kid. So, these are the miserable conditions of birth, but we do not remember them. We have to know it from the Shastra. So, similarly, at the time of death, coma, nowadays, it is a very common disease, for 7 days, for 15 days, is unconscious. Crying. So, this is the miserable condition of death. This is the miserable condition of birth. And between birth and death, there are so many miserable conditions. This old age, this disease, so many calamities, catastrophes. Then still, we do not want to make a solution of this problem. And the solution is very simple. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Janma Karma Medivam Vidyanatika. If you simply know Krishna, what is Krishna? Why does he come? Why he works like ordinary man? Janma Karma Medivanatika. In truth, actual fact. Not that Krishna was born and Mathura, and then you are taken to Vrindavan. This is also knowing, but still you know what is Krishna. Manushanam sahasre kashchit jatati siddhaya, jatatama kishudhyana, kashchit vetrimam dhata. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. Tattva, not superficial, but in fact. So, Krishna says, dhamma dharma madhivam jo janati tattva. So, one who understands Krishna in truth, he becomes free. Kapta jeham punarjanmanayati mameti. These things are there. So, why don't you be serious to study Krishna, to understand Krishna? To understand Krishna, it will require Krishna's mercy. Without Krishna's mercy. So, how you get Krishna's mercy? Tisham satatajuttanam bhajatana tiki kubhav buddhi yogam dadami jina mahutajan. One can understand Krishna by being constantly engaged in his service. Tisham satatajuttanam. Not that weekly once go to the church. No. 24 hours satatajuttanam engaged in Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching people how to become 24 hours engaged in Krishna. This is our duty. We don't allow karma, jnana, yoga, no. Simple. And that is Krishna bhakti. Jnana, karma, anadvita. There is no question of jnana and karma. That is not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti means annamilasita sunnam. Jnana karma vanabhita. Anukullena krishnam sunnam. Simply to serve Krishna favorably. As Krishna becomes pleased. This is bhakti. This is pure. So this Krishna consciousness movement therefore teaching pure devotional service to Krishna. That is all bhakti. So how one can come to that stage, that is being explained in this portion of the Bhagavad. Sinnatana sapada krishna punnatsavana kītana. Just hear. You haven't got to do anything more. Just hear about Krishna. Sinnatana sapada. Then everything will be clear. Gradually. This is our purpose. The center is giving chance that you come here and hear about. We don't make any pleasure to satisfy the whims of the audience. We speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, we speak from Bhagavad Gita and present them as it is, without any adulteration. This is all. If you like, then you make progress. If you don't like, that is your option. But we cannot make any compromise. We must present the Shastra as it is. And when the dividend, everything is explained here. Nityana Bhagavata Seva. You have to attend Bhagavata class and serve the Bhagavata person. Nityana, daily. If you cannot, that is different. But this is the process. Nityana Bhagavata Seva. Nasaprayesu Bhagavata Seva. This conclusion comes when one is partially advanced, nasaprayesu, not fully. Then it will come. He will live to serve Bhagavata. Bhagavata person, Bhagavata, and he is good Bhagavata. Nityana Bhagavata Seva. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhakti bhavati nashti nishtha respect other yourself. Tada adhaksha. When you are fixed up, now I shall devote my life in Krishna consciousness. And you come to this conclusion. Nityam, that is come. Nityam Bhagavata Sutra. Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiti. Not deviation. Not this worship, that worship, this worship, this worship. Kamasutta Hitabhyana Jajanti Annadeva. Those who are worshipping other than God, that is recommended for the less intelligent person. Tadbhavati Arpamendra Sam. These things are recommended for the persons who are less intelligent, whose brain is packed up, whose cowed up. Not intelligent. Intelligent person, sarva dharma anuparittasya mamekam sarva. That is intelligent. So, when one comes to this conclusion, bhakti bhavati nashti. Bhakti where? Not that bhakti to this God, that God, no. Bhagavati. And to the Supreme Personality of God. Bhakti bhavati nashti. Nashti. Without any disturbance. Tada. At that time. Tada. What is the result? Rajasamam bhava. There are three bhavas. Rajaguna bhava, tamaguna bhava, and sataguna bhava. So, as soon as you come to the platform of devotional service, the two inferior qualities, namely rajaguna and tamaguna, they become finished. Simply, sataguna remains. Because there are three gunas. If two gunas are finished, no more useful, then the other one is there. Tada rajastama bhava. What are the symptoms of rajastama bhava? Ne kama yoga. Those who are infected with this rajastama bhava, they are very lusty, greedy, lovey. They are not satisfied. The modern civilization is based on rajastama bhava. Nobody is satisfied. Everyone is greedy and lust. Kama lobha dayastha. Kama. So long you are lusty, so long you are greedy, there is no question of devotional service. There is no question of advancement in spiritual life. So therefore you have come to the platform of Satoguna, where simply knowledge, there is no other thing, ignorance or greediness, only knowledge. So at that time it is said, Chita iti anavidham. Because everything is within the heart. We become greedy, we become lusty on account of distortion of the heart disease. Kama. Tada rigarupa kama apahunati. That is a heart disease. This kama and loha is a heart disease. Actually you don't request, but it is a kind of disease. More and more and more and more and more. Never satisfied. So, we have to cure this disease. And this process, simple process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Chaita Darpana Marjanam. To cure the heart disease of lusty desire and greediness is chanting Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtan. These are the Shastric injunctions spoken by personalities like Lord Chaitanya and other acharyas. So you have to follow Mahajana Dina Bhagavata Pantha. Don't follow rascals and fools, then it will be useless, waste of time. Follow the great acharyas. Acharyavan Purusha Veda. One who is acharyavan, who has accepted acharya. He knows. Others all are food rescue. Acharya. Acharya upasanam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said. अमानितम अगमितम अहिंसा अखांति आजवम आचार्य उपास। यह तो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल हुआ थी कि आचार्य तद विद्यालय का गुरु में से गुरु है ना आचार्य से। सो दिस आर द प्रोसेस महाजन जी ने बोला यू कैन नॉट मैन्युफैक्चर योर वे ऑफ थिंकिंग व्हाट यू आर यू आर मोस्ट सेंसिटिव ग्रैंड इन यूनिवर्सिटी and without following the acharyas, without following the Mahayana, without following the Shastra, how you can teach? But people are doing that. Without being followed by the acharya, without being followed by the Shastra, they become guru, they become swami, they become yogi. It is useless. Who cannot get it? Here at the process is given. Tadaragastamamuhar. Kama, tada means when you are fixed in devotion and self. Then you can get out of these infections. These are infections. It is so dangerous infection. Infection anyone can understand nowadays. If you infect some disease, you have to suffer. You cannot expect. You infect today, some or other. Not today, not tomorrow. But someday it will come on. It is called kutastha. Phalanamo. Prarabha. Papabhij. Papabhij means extreme. Kutastha. Then it is gratifying. Phalanamo. Then you suffer, prarabdha. This is called prarabdha karma, infection. You are under the complete subjugation of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasu, this gunai. The prakriti is forcing you to work because you are infected a kind of guna. कारणम गुणसंगस्थ सदसद गुणि जन्म कारण वाई वन मैन इज बोर्न वन लिविंग एंटिटी इज बोर्न एज ए वेरी वीक मैन एंड वन इज बोर्न एज ए डॉग सद असत जोनि जोनि मीन्स मदर एंड बीज मीन्स फादर यथा जनि यथा बीज सो every living entity is born, bija and joni, father and mother. So, why there are varieties? Nature is working by not one kind of living entity. No. So the sadjanma joni, there are 8,400,000 subspecies. One has to take, tathadihantara prasa. You have to take, but why one is in the lower grade, but why is the higher grade? The karanam gunadhanas. This guna. This guna, raja guna, raja guna. So he has to give up the association of raja guna and come upon. Then there is question of progress. Otherwise, it is simply blood. Therefore, in our society, we say, don't associate, don't be infected by this rajagun tamo, this meat eating and insist sex life and drinking and gambling. They are a rajagun tamo, kama loka. You see, there is a big list ground. Gambling, tamo gun. They are going there. Thousands and thousands of people are going there. For gambling. This is tamogun. Why? Lobha. I must get more money. I must get more. Lobha. Kama. Kama lobha. So, he has to get out of all this entanglement. Then there is spiritual life. Otherwise, don't talk of spiritual life. This is fact. Tada. Tada means when you are fixed in devotional life. तदा काम अनुभव गायास्ते तदा रजस्तम अनुभव We have to be fixed up in satogun, pure light. Then, because sattva proceeded, if you are situated in the satogun, then you will be peace of mind. That is Krishna bhakti. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhukti mukti siddhi gami sapali asana. Krishna bhakta miskar atayev sam. Krishna bhakta he does not desire. Krishna bhakta says, I don't mind. I am born lobo. That is because he chants Hare Krishna. Lobo and high one has nothing to do. If one is engaged in devotional service, it doesn't matter whether he is lobo or non-high. As soon as he takes to devotional service, he becomes above lobo and non-high. Sagunan Sansitta Yitan Brahma Bhuyata. He is in the Brahma platform. In this way, as they are stated in the Shastra, if you follow, then step by step, first beginning is Sinnatam Satapapu. Try to hear Krishna's message. That is Bhagavad Gita as it is. You hear it, you understand it. What is the difficult? Sinnatam Satapapu. Don't misinterpret. Hear it as it is. Krishna says, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Madhyadiman Namaskuru. Hear it and execute it. Where is the difficult? But we shall not execute, we shall not hear, we shall not act according to the instruction given. That is our misfortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Itadashi Tavakupa Bhagavan Mamapi Durgaya Yudhisi Maha Ihajani Nanda. You are so merciful that in this age, you are incarnated, your descendants, in your name, Nam Namakari, Bahuda, Nidhisattva Shakti. And in the name, there is all potencies. Parasa Shakti, Gringa Yosya. There are multi potencies of the Supreme Personality of God. All the potencies are there in the holy name of the Lord. Nam Namakari, Bahuda, Nidhisattva Shakti. Niyamita smaranimakar. This kalpatra. There is no distinction. Anywhere. Either in England or in Vrindavan or in Calcutta, you can chant Hare Krishna. Niyamita smaran. No kalapala mita. This is asuddhata, this is suddhata. Anytime. Kirtaniya sadhari. You have to chant only Hare Krishna. So, this opportunity is there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ekadashi Tava Kripa. My Lord, you are so kind. You have given us this chance. Dudhkaiva Indrisi Maha. Janinara. But I am so unfortunate. I have no attraction for this chanting. This is our position. So, if you are serious about peace of mind. If you are serious about advancing in spiritual culture, spiritual life, then you must follow what is there in the Shastra and spoken by Krishna himself, spoken by Lord Chaitanya himself, then life is successful. Thank you very much.